Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 12. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. Calvin Henderson has been a member of our custodial staff for 15 years. He also serves as the president of the employees' union. And most recently, he was elected pastor, the senior pastor of the Elport Community Church. If you look up front, you see Calvin brings his own congregation and audience with him wherever he goes. But this is also a great time. As we welcome Calvin, let's also express, since he represents our maintenance custodial staff, let's express our appreciation for all they've done the last few weeks.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I need youngs to pray for me, because every time I come before a congregation representing God, and that God has trusted me with his word, is just overwhelming. So I'm kind of nervous, but pray, because my help is coming. Let's do a little groundwork. As born-again Christian, we are citizens of heaven. We live in an already kingdom. The Bible says we are buried with Christ, raised up together with him, and made to sit in heavenly places with him. Jesus is our substitute. He took our place on the cross. We were guilty. He was innocent. But he who knew no sin became sin for us. In Christ, we are already in heaven. He is the head of the church, and as born again Christians, we are his body. Jesus said in John 14, he says, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He says, for in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go now to prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye shall be also. We are to become down here what we already are in heaven. We are to conform to the image of Christ for this purpose, that we might become what God has created us to be in relationship with God and with others. The Jesus way is conforming to the image of Christ for the sake of others. This is why Jesus summarized the whole law in the command, to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Conforming to the image of Christ for the sake of others. Just reflect for a moment. Just think for a moment. What is the image of Christ? What is Jesus like? What is God like? What is the Holy Spirit like? Jesus gave himself totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally for others. We must keep this in mind as we travel this Christian journey. If we forget that we are called to conform to the image of Christ for the sake of others, we lose our focus on who we really are. And we lose sight of our purpose as children of God. We are in Christ as born again believers, but we are so unlike Christ. Our goal as Christian is to become like Christ so that we might begin to take on his nature. He says, come unto me all that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. He says, come and learn of me. And you shall find rest for your soul. For he says, my yoke is easy and my burden are light. Conforming to his likeness, my brothers and sisters, is a lifelong process. Paul says, I die daily. Am I all right here? Praise the Lord. Paul says the devil's a liar. Paul says, I die daily. We hear John the Baptist saying, I must decrease in order that Christ might increase. We must decrease in order that Christ might increase. I heard someone say a while back that he or she is no fool to give up something you can never keep in order to gain something you can never lose. In Luke 9, chapter 23rd verse says, Jesus says, if you would come after me, he said, if your desire is to become like me, if you seek my nature, he says, first, you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me daily. Not just on a Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We are to seek to become like Jesus. He said, those who would save their life shall lose their life. But they who would lose their life for my sake, the same shall find it. Now, we can't understand that without the interpretation of the Holy Spirit. Somebody can say amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Colossians, the Bible says our life is hid with God in Christ. Matthew 6, one of my favorites, said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and his righteousness is none other than Jesus the Christ. He said, all these other things shall be added unto you. Jesus went to visit his friend Mary and Martha. And Mary was kneeling at the feet of Jesus, and she was washing his feet and drying it with her hair, while Martha was running around preparing meals or what have you. And Martha said, Lord, well, don't you care? Make Mary help me. But Jesus said, Mary has chosen the best. He said, Martha, you worry about a lot of things. He said, but Mary has chosen the best thing, and it shall not be taken away from her. The more we seek to become like Christ, the more we begin to love like him, to forgive like him, the more we take on his nature, the more we begin to think like him. Paul talks in Philippians 2, he said, let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in you. In Corinthians chapter 8, I believe it's 1 Corinthians, the author says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was rich, God the Son, he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. Jesus took upon himself our shame so that we can share in his glory. He took upon himself our hell so that we could be partakers of his heaven. What a mighty God we serve. Becoming more like him will enable us to begin to see the world from a heavenly perspective. Becoming more like him will enable us, of course, being led by the Holy Spirit, will enable us to begin to love those that hate us, to pray for those that despises us. My brothers and sisters, we must work daily on our relationship with Jesus Christ. We must develop an intimacy relationship with Jesus. We must arrive at a point in time in our Christian walk that we become addicted to Jesus. And when we become addicted to Jesus, we can't help but love and forgive as he does. Conforming to the image of Christ for the sake of others is indeed the Jesus way. In 2 Corinthians, first chapter, Paul says, we have been comforted by God in all of our troubles, trials and tribulations, says, so that we might be able to comfort them who may be in trouble with the comfort whereby which we have been comforted of God. Jesus, talking with his disciples, said that, I give you my peace. He says, in this world you shall have trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Paul and his colleagues had gone through some trials and tribulation. They was persecuted for righteous sake. So when we are comforted by Christ in our trials and tribulation, we are to share that comfort. We have to receive the love of Jesus in order to pass it on. We have to receive the, we have to be comforted by God in order to pass it on to others. I'm going to close with this. Remember, we are to conform to the image of Jesus for the sake of others. Cain asked a question way back in Genesis. He said, Am I my brother's keeper? The answer is yes, we are. Let's look at the cross this way. The vertical. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The horizontal is our relationship with each other. Those who are within a household of faith and those who are without. We can't function horizontally with relationship unless we develop our relationship with Christ Jesus. Matthew 25. I'm going to use this. Jesus said, sheep and the goats, separation. He says, when I was hungry, he said, you fed me. He said, enter into my kingdom. When I was hungry, you fed me for the sake of others. He said, when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. He said, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was sick, you cared for me. You visited me when I was in prison. You visit me. When we, as Christians, ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors for Christ, when we physically feed the hungry, to give, asking nothing in return, loving them with the love of Christ, we set them in position to receive one water, one plant, God give the increase, the living bread. When we have given drink to those who are thirsty, we are nothing more than formal thirst seekers, witnessing to present thirst seekers. When we give them water, physical water, again, giving, expecting nothing in return, loving them with the love of Christ, we can lead them to the one who says, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. When we entertain strangers, Christ says, you're entertaining me. For we once were strangers. We once, in the book of Ephesians, it said, in time past, we were without God. In this world without God, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. But now we are different kind of aliens. We are aliens because we are heavenly Christians. Heaven is our home. We are supernaturally involved, and don't let that word scare you. Said, when I was sick, you visit me. We used to be sick in sin. Sin is a disease. Jesus Christ is God's answer to the world's most pressing problem, sin. We used to be sick in sin. We can lead these that they can escape from that terrible disease. And when we visit those in prison, God still loves them. And if they seek to become born-again Christian, God said, those who come to me, I would in no wise cast out. Because we too used to be prisoners of darkness. But glory be to God, we're now, as Paul says, prisoners of Jesus Christ. And we invite those. They might die. They might be on death row. They might die. But if they accept Christ, like the thief on the cross, Jesus said, this day will you be with me in paradise. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy might, all thy strength, and others as yourself. We can't, although we are Christian, unless we begin to take on the nature of Jesus Christ, unless we begin to become more like him. As we become more like him, we, if you will, walk and talk and think like him. Then and only then are we able to be able to carry out this ministry of reconciliation. God's ambassadors. God bless you.